This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. A little distracted just then. I was checking out some images of Anthony Bowens. He's an out bisexual wrestler, which I thought, frankly, wrestling. Have you seen a wrestling match?
Yeah, I've seen a wrestling match.
It looks like the beginning of a courtship.
It looks like foreplay. Yeah, it's nice.
So don't talk about a slap and tickle. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for News on the Beat, where we give you some of today's headlines. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, celebrities are speaking out against the racist and homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett. In a recent video from GLAAD and Color of Change, actor and activists shared their support and love for Smollett and called for an end to these attacks. The video features Ava DuVernay, Lena Waithe. We got to get her on the show. Keenan Lonsdale.
We have her. We're getting her.
Good, I can't wait. I'm obsessed with her. Wilson Cruz, your boy, and many more stars coming together to expose the harsh reality of being a black LGBTQ person in America. In the video, the stars explain the black survivors of anti-LGBTQ hate violence are, quote, twice as likely to experience any physical violence, twice as likely to experience discrimination, and 1.4 times more likely to experience threats and intimidation during acts of violence. The actors, directors, and activists all vow to never allow the horrific experiences black LGBTQ people have faced to be erased. These icons are calling upon politicians to start to addressing these issues more seriously as an effort to combat the hatred, bigotry, and homophobia incited by the current political landscape. We have a little bit of audio, so let's take a listen.
We can no longer pretend.
There's a difference between
Trump's MAGA America and the America in which we live.
It's in the White House. It's in our schools.
It's in our communities. It's in the courts.
It's time to put those who commit acts of violence against our communities
and the neighbors of that violence on notice.
You come for one of us, you come for all of us. Keep your hatred out of our communities.
Every time the media walks back on the truth,
we must walk it forward and fight like hell to make it heard.
We can make the world we want to see together. The measure of our love for each other is greater than the measure of racist hate.
To all the kids out there, especially black kids, whether you're gay or lesbian, bi or non-binary, trans or everything,
we see you, we love you, and we will fight for you. We got your back.
Yes.
Love.
Well, that video was made as a part of the Call Out Hate campaign, a collaborative effort between GLAAD and the Color of Change to try and get these attacks recognized as what they are, hate crimes. Now, to see the full video, head over to wearechannelq.com. Mm. While you're there, don't forget we're now a podcast, so you can have the opportunity to listen to us anytime you want. Also, why don't you just call us out on your smart speakers? You say, hey, Alexa, please, I want to listen to Channel Q on radio.com.
Don't say please.
Well, you're being polite. She's still a woman. Alexa, please.
I think she's gender non-binary.
Get out of my life. That makes it very accessible, though, for you to listen from your home to your car to your office to the gym, anywhere. You won't miss a beat. Now, moving on, an e-cigarette is being blamed for the death of a Fort Worth, Texas man, as his family says a vape pen exploded while he was trying to use it. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner says the 24-year-old William Eric Brown died on January 29th from a stroke caused by a severed artery from a vaporizer pen explosion. The explosion happened on Sunday, January 27th, in the parking lot of a nearby vape shop. Oh, God, ironic. According to witnesses, Brown went to the shop for help using a mechanical mod-style vape pen, but could not be helped by the store as the brand has known to have caused issues. The store called 911 when they saw Brown in trouble after the vape allegedly exploded in the parking lot. Brown was taken to a local hospital by ambulance and placed into a medically induced coma where he later died from his injuries. as this is unusual. This is not the first time people have reported injuries, including severe burns from vape pens. The Food and Drug Administration has warned on the dangers of vape pens exploding. That's wild. I can't believe that. I mean, I can't believe it.
Did you ever vape in your life?
I did. I mean, it was a while ago, but I did.
But I did it without the tobacco. I just did like the flavors for the clouds.
Yeah,
but they say that's even bad for you.
Yeah, it's all bad for you. All right, you guys. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking about a new scandal that has happened. So stick around for the new Channel Q on Radio and Radio.com. We'll be right back.
And we've got Dr. Chris on the line with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chris Donahue.
Hi, Dr. Chris Donahue.
Hey, you two. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so I know that I drag you to watch Drag Race, so you're kind of familiar with a little bit of the concept
sure
of it. But the you know, the show has frequently and very loud and proud encouraged the queens and celebrated them at all different sizes. But when it comes to the pit crew, the casting call for the UK version very explicitly said that they were looking for men who were, you know, I think they had no facial hair, no tattoos, and must be incredibly fit. Now, fit in the UK means muscly. It's just a different language they use to describe someone who works out a lot. And so I actually had a little bit of an issue with that because I feel like sexy and attractive comes in all shapes and sizes. And our community, I think, only elevates those who have one type of body. So I want to just put the question to you. When it comes to body positivity, do you think it's also something that men have a difficult time embracing?
Yes, so I recently on my Instagram started posting a lot of commentary around, you know, body positivity for men and pointing out some of the stats about how 1 in 3 men and about 10 million struggle from eating disorders. They're the ones.
I have it open right now. It's going there. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And often it's the ones that we look at that we would deem to be quote unquote fit or gym bodied. They're the ones that often suffer just as bad as everyone else. So my larger point is this: we still live in a culture that is still using that word to imply a multitude of things, because actual health cannot be determined by looking at someone's body. You can be healthy at every size. So we have to stop using the word fit or the word healthy. Mm. But as far as that ad goes, it breaks my heart because, again, I thought we had evolved beyond that, and I thought the community was working really hard on getting away from things like sexual racism and body shaming, and that show is ground zero for so many LGBT people. Yeah. That it would be such a powerful transformative intervention if they could show a multitude of bodies as being desirable and sexy.
Multitude of bodies being desirable and sexy. I think that's the first time I've heard that sentence said that way.
Well, yeah, because I have a question for you that just I figured right now. Like, I think Ashley Graham, that model, is so stunning. She's been on Sports Illustrated, but she's not your normal, quote unquote, very thin model. She's a curvy girl, but she's come out and said, listen, this is how I am. Like, I work out, I eat healthy, there's nothing I can do.
But where's the male version of that depicted in any large platform like an Ashley Graham?
But also, Dr. Chris, like you just said, they absolutely can be healthy. You don't have to be thin and fit if you're doing all the right things. If that's your body type, that's what it is. You're okay.
Well, that, and also, so my next book is on body positivity, especially for male-identified people. And one of the biggest pieces of research I found, and this is a gigantic piece of research, this is not one study done once. This is from Harvard and Princeton combined. 95% of people that go on a diet fail.
Wow.
95. If anything else on our planet had that high of a failure rate, we would block it. We still allow it. And dieting also leads to issues with your heart, your immune system.
Yeah.
It's actually dangerous and detrimental. And you're right. We have people like Ashley Graham, Tess Holliday. Tess Holliday is actually far fatter than Ashley.
Yeah.
Tess was one of the first plus-size women to be on the cover of Self magazine. That happened a couple months ago.
Right.
That's mind-boggling. That's stunning. But you're right. We don't have male role models for that because the gay community is still so trapped in only seeing this one gym cultured body as their goal, as what fitness and health looks like, or as desirability. And let me tell you something. On a personal note, as someone who's single, out in the world dating, I personally, multiple times a day, am bombarded by the fact that people are still slinging those terms around in their profiles.
Right.
They want someone fit. They want someone gym bodied. And so it holds everyone hostage because even the people that have dedicated their lives to overtraining and undereating and taking all these supplements, they also feel trapped in maintaining that body that they feel they need to have to feel desirable. So body positivity is something that can liberate all of us.
How can we have a better relationship with fitness and diet in with this kind of messaging that we're getting, how can we keep ourselves emotionally healthy while we strive to...
Body neutrality. We need to stop talking about our bodies. We need to stop referencing our bodies.
Wow.
We need to stop considering our bodies. Stop looking at yourself. Stop judging yourself. Don't let people around you have conversations about your body or their body. Shut it down. If someone's saying, I feel fat, say, you know what, we're not going to talk about that. Or if someone says, wow, you look great, you look like you lost weight, you know what, I'm going to stop you. I don't want to talk about my body.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
interesting
how much power you can give someone, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
You know, in that moment.
Well, that's people's biggest issue. Whatever, it's my biggest issue. I love giving my power away. It's something that I'm actively working on now.
Yeah.
But we do as a society, we like look to everybody else for validation.
Totally, totally. And I know even in my own journey, and a lot of us can relate to this, where you'll see someone they haven't seen in a while and they say, you look great, you put weight on. And it's like, wow, that's odd. I was trying to lose weight. Or someone says, you look great, you lost weight. That's odd. I'm struggling with a health issue. I'm not trying to lose weight. It's not a compliment. We trigger people. And that's why I tell people, don't talk about people's bodies. Like, it's not, there's no consent given. So we have to back away from that with ourselves and other people. And the best thing we can do, honestly, is three things. One, shut down those conversations and don't partake in them. Two, unfollow all the people whose social media is nothing but gym body pictures. It's not good for them. It's not good for us. It's not good for culture. And number three, start to recognize that health exists at every single size.
Right.
And you can't determine health by looking at their body shape.
Well, Dr. Chris Donahue, we love you so much for your input and
love you
always in your insight in this. Can you tell the people where they can find Rebel Love, your new book?
Everywhere books are sold.
Yay. And they can give you a follow. Is it Dr. Chris Donahue on social?
It's Dr. Donahue on Instagram and at Chris Donahue on
Yay.
Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
We're
Dr. Chris.
Thank you, Dr. Chris. Really,
don't forget to catch him later today, 7 p.m. to 9, right here on the official Channel Q.
That's right, you guys. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking about the scandal that has hit Virginia. It's wild, and you don't want to miss it. So stick around for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It is Thursday. You are almost done with your week. Just two more days
Yay.
To go. If you count today, some people are ahead of us on the East Coast there. You're probably already at noon having your lunch. We're still having our breakfast. How is that breakfast you're having there?
It's delicious. You know, it's healthy. It's just egg whites and vegetables.
And normally you were a bagel cream cheese gal. We all were.
But you know what? It's a new year and I had my fun.
Mm.
Now I'm ready to go healthy. It's, you know, you don't realize this, but summertime will creep up on you very soon. So you got to like start now if you want to be bikini ready.
Right. So remember a couple of days ago, we were reporting about a politician who was basically seen to be wearing blackface in a photograph that first he said he was in the photograph, then he said he wasn't. He's incredibly tall, by the way. I think he's like 6'8 or something. So it must have been some other 6'8 guy in his medical class. But Virginia politics are descending even further into chaos, if you can imagine, on Wednesday, because there's been a couple other people that have come forward with allegations against them. Another one happened to be the fact that there is another person, a two-term Democrat, admitted to appearing in blackface at a 1980s party. And he released a statement to get ahead of the rumors that something had happened. But now this is starting to seem a little bit... kind of, I don't know. It seems a little like deliberate that these guys are getting clocked for this.
Yeah, I agree.
It's two politicians for that, and then another politician who was accused of like sexual harassment.
Yeah. You know what? I think that, listen, if it happened, we should know about it because I feel that way about Republicans or Democrats. I, however, do think it's suspect how you just said that all of a sudden it's all out there, all three of them at the same time
have
these scandals. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just the names, Governor Northam and then Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and Attorney General Mark Herring, all of which are fighting controversy as people are basically, you know, fuming about this.
Yeah, well, and also because if these three get ousted, the next one up is a Republican. So it's like, are the Republicans sort of doing it because they want to keep the Democrats out of Virginia? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a little odd to me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, the other thing, I was listening to an African-American commentator on CNN yesterday talking about this very issue, saying, well, look, it's Virginia. He's like, it's one. And then the interviewer was like, well, wait, hold on. What do you mean by that? And he said, well, quite simply, we have a long standing history of racism. We still have, you know, Confederate statues all over the state. And so it's not to be it's not quite shocking to him that people were doing blackface in the 80s and thought that they were, you know, being funny. And so many of these politicians have since come out, said they didn't know any better. But since then, they've learned how doing that is hurtful. But what do you think about this when it is, you know, over 20 years ago that these incidents happens, these images are resurfacing, no way to tell if the feelings and the sentiment behind those at that time, obviously, you know, they should have known better. I think we learned about blackface in school, at least certainly I did.
Yeah, I mean,
but
listen.
Do you feel like you can, I guess my point is, Michaela, do you think there, if it happened so long ago, that they can be forgiven and should be able to move on?
I don't know, because here's the thing. It's not like they're just in blackface as a character like a Diana Ross or something. I mean, they're literally in blackface standing next to a KKK.
Well, that's one instance. And the other one is like admitted to blackface, but I haven't seen the photograph of him admitting to do it. But he's basically,
I believe,
saying,
there is a photograph. Let me ask Justin, is there a photograph of the other Democrat?
No,
there's not.
It's just
another
his
photo.
Admitting to it.
Just about, okay.
He said he did it. You know, I wonder if maybe someone knows he did it and possibly has a photo. They're like, we're going to release it unless you step down.
Right. I mean, listen, the sexual abuse case needs to be looked into, of course. So I would like to see how that ends up. For Northam, I think that he's just not even intelligent. Like, because I don't even understand how he was like, okay, it wasn't me. Okay, it was me. But you know what, actually, like, it wasn't me. But also, have you ever tried to put shoe polish on your face? It's pretty hard to get off.
I mean, the fact that he said that. But Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is the one being accused of sexual harassment.
Right.
And, you know, it's by this woman named Vanessa Tyson who accused them of sexual harassment, like I said. And she released a really compelling and lengthy statement describing in detail her 2004 encounter with him. And that's, you know, kind of forcing him to, once again, deny her allegations. But these revelations are going to definitely impact these three men moving forward, and whether they can get around it and keep their positions of power, I don't know if that's going to be possible.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if it ends up going to the Republican. Would it be Senator Jill Holtzman-Vogel? Would that be the Republican? No, that was just the one that lost against Lieutenant Governor. Okay, well, we'll keep you obviously posted. I hope there's no more scandals that happen this week with Virginia. They can't afford another one.
Jeez, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Oh,
Michaela.
Oh, it is. It's Kurt Cox. That's right. The GOP Speaker of the Virginia of House Delegates. That's who it would go to. Kurt Cox.
See, but then again, then it seems like strategic, right? You tackle the three top Democrats in that state. Although, I mean, listen, I mean, there just might be a coincidence that they all happen to be shady. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jay, listen, coming up next, would you share your password with your significant other if you had one?
No. I don't think you need it.
We'll find out coming up next. I think I would. What I'm more concerned about.
You have a partner. Does Lisa have your passwords?
Yeah, she does.
All your stuff?
Yeah, but I would rather show her than the entire world.
Why would you show the world?
Because they may be able to be hacked into it. It may not be able to be safe enough.
Stop it.
We're going to talk about it coming up next for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.